Today from the Ohio Newsroom, a new international landmark scattered throughout our state. Today from the Ohio Newsroom brings you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Claire Roth. Late last month, UNESCO designated the Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks as a World Heritage Site. The organization gives the designation to places deemed of universal importance and value to humankind. This weekend, Ohioans will have a chance to see some of the ancient earthen mounds up close and personal. Fort Ancient in the Southwest Community of Oregonia is offering tours of the Hilltop Enclosure earthwork there. And next weekend, there's a commemoration ceremony at the Hopewell Culture National Historical Park in Chillicothe. Tana Weingartner from Ohio Newsroom member station WVXU has been reporting on this news, and she joins us now. Hey, Tana.
Hey.
So describe these earthworks for us. Where are they and what are they?
The Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks encompass 8 locations across southern Ohio from Fort Ancient in the west to Chillicothe and then over to Newark. They're earthen mounds. They range in height from 3 to more than 30 feet, and in some places they are miles long. So there are two types. You have large enclosures. That's what you see at Fort Ancient. It's miles of mounds that enclose a huge area atop a river bluff. I mean, it's big enough that you can fit the Great Pyramid inside this area. But the bulk of them are built in geometric patterns like circles, squares, and octagons.
So these, as you mentioned, are kind of across the state. What do we know about their construction?
Well, first of all, they took a long time to build, several hundred years. And they did it, you know, basketful by basketful of dirt at a time. And it took many, many people who traveled here from across North America to build them. And we know they came from all over because of the tools and rocks and things found at the sites that originate in places like the Rockies or the Carolinas, things that would not have been found in this area. These were all built in the same manner, even though they're in some cases nearly 100 miles apart. They understood geometry because the mounds that are built at these different sites are all built to the same specifications. And then, of course, the construction shows that these early people understood astronomy and solar and lunar cycles because many of the mounds line up with solar and lunar events like the equinox or the solstice. And in fact, in some cases, even the 8 lunar phases of the moon are encoded in the mounds. So all of this means they had to have observed and understood these really complicated concepts and then built them into the architecture over hundreds of years.
That is amazing. So many of the things that you just listed are amazing. Is that what made it worthy of the UNESCO World Heritage designation?
Absolutely. You nailed it. You have to meet at least one of 10 criteria. So the earthworks meet 2. They've been declared masterpieces of human creative genius, which is, you know, everything that we just said. And then they bear exceptional testimony to a cultural tradition or a civilization. But also, a few years back, UNESCO realized that they were really lacking sites representing pre-contact indigenous American sacred architecture and sites that represent early understandings of science, culture, and astronomy. So these Hopewell Ceremonial Earthworks really help fill that gap on the UNESCO World Heritage List.
So what does this mean for Ohio? I mean, beyond, you know, presumably increased tourism dollars.
Hopefully it will draw tourists. But really, I think perhaps more importantly, it helps preserve and protect these sacred sites. So mounds used to cover southern Ohio, but we just plowed over them for farm fields or for parking lots or for development. And a big hope for First Nations like the Shawnee or the Eastern Shawnee and many of the tribes that used to be here is that this recognition will start to change the way that they and their ancestors who built these mounds are perceived and depicted. There are no federally recognized tribes in Ohio. They were removed. They were forced away from their homelands, herded like cattle at gunpoint. And a huge justification for removing these Native Americans was that they were unintelligent or that they were primitive. They were called barbarians and savages. And these mounds are proof that that's profoundly untrue.
Tana Weingartner from WVXU, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.